Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
A New Year's edition of the Cookie Jar. We've got a series of questions that need answers. The first, not a ton of snow right now, but we're supposed to get a bunch here soon. Are snow days better than holidays off?
No. I'd rather have, well, in our situation, I'm talking about the general populace. I think holidays are better because they're planned. You can actually go somewhere. Snow day, it's unplanned, and you might have things to do. Sometimes it's not a relaxing day off.
I can totally see that, but I actually think the unplanned snow day is more fun than a planned holiday. It could depend on when you find out about the snow day. Like, do I have to wake up at 4:30 and then find out about it? Because that's not so fun, but I could still go back to bed. But I think the unexpected snow day, it's just like an amazing, wow, I've got a day off. I can do whatever I want. I like the snow day.
It also depends on your age. If you're a kid, you'd much rather have the snow day.
Yeah, I was going to say snow day.
Yeah.
Because of the spontaneousness of it. And at that point, a lot of your responsibilities get shut down too. So it is just a day to do whatever you want. No obligations. Because sometimes holidays, you're getting ferried around and seeing family. It's your day is snow day. What about you guys behind the glass? Any consensus? Greg, let's go to you.
Yeah, when it snows now, I still got to come into work. So, yes, this is about where you are at in your life, where I am at, and where we all are talking about this. We still got to come into work the next day. So, yes, I'm going to say the holiday is better.
New Year's Eve, stay home, go to a bar, or go to a house party.
I like going to a house party as long as it's not too big. I'll put a caveat, you know.
What's the right number of people?
About 20 tops, maybe. Yeah.
I'd say a house party with about 10.
Okay.
Much smaller house party.
Yeah, I kind of where you are. Yeah. House party. You get the best of both worlds. Like the bar scene. I mean, listen, your 20s, you do it once or twice. It's plenty. The house party's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
This is business as usual. I'm probably in bed by the time the ball drops.
Did you not see it drop?
No, I didn't see it drop. You flip the calendar the next day, it's 2025.
Greg, it's tradition. You stay up for it.
Yeah.
I missed it too, Greg. It's okay.
And you know what I say about traditions? The tradition must serve me, not vice versa.
I know. And John's the most traditional member of the show, and I like to poke at him. But this is one thing I like doing, even if I'm tired, staying up and being there to ring in the new year.
Yes.
All right.
Kiss your wife. Happy New Year. Yeah. Go to bed.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I would like to motivate myself to do more certain things, projects that I'm working on, I'm procrastinating greatly on, but I still want to somehow stop eating as much bad food as I do, because I'm working out a lot every day. Pretty much every day I'm on that elliptical or recumbent bike, so that part's good.
Good for you, Stoney. You got to lift those weights, though, too.
Yeah, I
guess. I'm telling you. Yeah, you should.
Build a little muscle. It'll work for you.
Very important. Yeah. I don't really make resolutions. I never have. But we definitely have sat down. I'll talk about things I'd like to start doing. I want to be a little bit more present with my kids. Like, put the phone down more often. That's on my list. Also, I want to date my husband more. I want to go on more date nights, do more things with him.
I think those are good goals.
Yeah.
I think, like, the idea of resolutions, you don't have to make them on December 31st or January 1st, you should be actively, you know, looking. For me, it's the obvious stuff, movement, vegetables, but screen time is something I really want to be better about, because too often do I default to just mindlessly scrolling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a waste. Not saying you have to go be overly productive, but do literally anything else.
Well, a lot of times I'll be in bed, I'm just, you know, going through Facebook, and now with the reels that they show all the time and the things that you like, it's like Rodney Dangerfield routines and hockey fights just come up out of nowhere. And I just, oh God, I got to watch this. Remember this one when Proby beat the crap out of this guy? Yeah. And I'm not looking for it.
And
it's there.
2 hours go by or yeah. You know, even an hour. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely pull another spontaneous event with my wife and kids, mm-hmm. whether it be sports or not. Classic. I mean, that trip to Cleveland was priceless.
This next one. How long should you say Happy New Year for?
Well, we're jaded because of one Robert Winowski, but...
It's part of why I ask.
I know. I'd say middle of January tops.
Yeah, through next week. Yeah. We can end it after next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much January 5th.
I said about a week.
Yeah.
After about a week, we're just into the new year now.
I mean, it's when we come in on Monday, it's back to normal, right? And Monday is the 7th, right?
Yeah,
the 6th.
Yeah, next Tuesday, I open the show and say Happy New Year, you'd go...
No, but you could say it to John because we haven't seen him.
Okay.
Like, you haven't seen John since before Christmas.
So what's the cutoff? Let's say I hadn't seen John or I hadn't seen a friend and it's February. Do I tell them Happy
New Year? No.
So you... Okay. This next one, how long should you keep up your Christmas tree? Also partially inspired by Wojo.
Not all year.
If I had a Christmas tree, I would say... Like, this weekend it should come down.
I would say next weekend.
Okay.
For me, I already took it down because we had to because we're getting work done at home. But if it was still there, I would take it down next weekend.
Do you get longer on Happy New Year or the Christmas tree?
Christmas tree.
Okay.
For me, I love the Christmas tree. I could keep it up for the whole month of January.
Yeah, I wrote the end of January is the firm cutoff. And it's probably for both.
Yeah.
I just think before the NFL playoffs start.
Okay, so mid-month.
I'm like, and that's consistent with Greg. Greg has I think this is one of Greg's best answers to anything, is college football season ending.
Yep.
Now that's later, though. Mm-hmm. Have you adjusted, Greg?
Probably not.
He says no.
Probably not.
No.
Okay, we're in a new year. What will be the biggest headline of Detroit sports in the year 2025?
I'm gonna go with something completely off the... Tom Izzo retires.
Oh, nice, Stoney. That's a unique.
That's a lot of left field.
Yeah, I hope not, but yeah.
What do you mean you hope not?
I don't want him to retire.
Well, he's a nice guy, but the program needs some new juice, don't they?
They're getting, I like this team, and the recruiting is pretty good. Those two kids from D.C. coming in next year.
I think there's plenty of Spartan fans who are hoping this is his last season.
Not plenty. One in particular, but not plenty.
Heather?
I don't know. Lions win the Super Bowl? I don't know.
There you go. We're not being held to these, right?
No.
Although the first one I do believe in, the Detroit Lions will win the Super Bowl.
Well, that will be the headline. And I don't know if anything else happens could top
but
that.
A couple others. One for you. Scott Harris's long-term patience pays dividends.
What does that mean? Like, that's the headline. What's the story? If I click on the link, what do I get? They made the playoffs again?
You'll see a growth of young players mixed in with another free agent signing that they'll make or two, and they'll be a playoff team again.
I hope we get one of those headlines soon, which is Alex Bregman is a Detroit Tiger.
And the big one, Dylan Larkin will no longer be a Red Wing.
Oh, no. Come on.
I thought about that one, actually.
Do you think there's a world that happens? He's the heart and soul of the team.
I don't know if he's the heart and soul of the team other people. I don't think they have one. That's part of the problem.
Greg, you're a smart guy. Give us a headline.
I mean, Lions win the Super Bowl pretty big, and that would not be topped by anything else. Even if Tom Izzo retired. Sorry, Stoney.
Oh, I know that.
But he was getting creative because we could all say Lions win the Super Bowl. So I could have asked this. Other than the Lions winning the Super Bowl, what would be the biggest Detroit sports headline? Could be signing Bregman. I think Cade Cunningham being an all-star.
Pistons trading for Zion.
Okay.
Sure.
And that is the cookie jar. Coming up next, we have some audio about the Tigers. You probably don't want to hear it, but... we'll play it anyway.
By the way, did you see who I was interviewing with for the New York Jets job today?
Is it Rex Ryan?
No.
Did Ron Rivera?
He has as well. Somebody new.
Head coach or GM?
Head coach. Because Riddick interviewed for the GM.
Yeah, so I thought you were going. You tell me next or you want to tell me now? Or how big of a suspense is this?
I'll tell you next.
Okay, great.
97 won the ticket.